idolatry. Never works out for the people who practice it, yet people still dive headfirst into that empty swimming pool. Everything about God's batting order when it comes to the Ten Commandments, do you think he made this the first commandment for, a reason? We go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me. Pretty clear. No real need for any interpretation, but there are always those who can't see the obvious even when it smacks them in the face. This is why Exodus chapter 20, verses 4, 5, and 6 are needed. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Again, doesn't leave anything up for debate or question yet throughout the Bible, and certainly in our world today, there are those who just refuse to, as they say, get it. Going back to Exodus, we read the story of how the Jews grew impatient, waiting for Moses to come back down from the mountain. So what did they do? They decided to make God a DIY project. Aaron called for everyone to hand over their gold that was melted down, and a new God was created. A calf. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32, verses 5 and 6. So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord," meaning the calf. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Now when God saw this, he said to Moses, this is in Exodus 32:10, "Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation," meaning Moses. Now Moses was able to convince God not to strike down the people that Moses was leading. Instead, Moses went down from the mountain carrying the tablets with the Ten Commandments. Let's think about that. Thanks to the lack of a little patience, Jews with Moses sinned against God instead of waiting for what Moses returned with. Calf versus Ten Commandments. Decisions. Consequences for the sinners, that's found in Exodus chapter 32, verse 33. And the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." Another example of the failure of false idols versus Father God is found in 1 Kings chapter 18. That's when King Ahab, with his idol Baal, challenges the prophet Elijah and God. Take a wild guess who won. When we look around us today, yes, we still find idolatry. There are people who place their faith in fortune tellers, so-called psychics, tarot cards, horoscopes, certain former presidents. Why does this happen? Well, it's Paul in Galatians chapter 4, verse 8, who gives us the answer. "But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods." So just like the choice between the Ten Commandments and the calf, we continue to see people making the wrong choice between God, his love, and wisdom, versus a man who once said that his favorite book of the Bible was 2 Corinthians. I kid you not. Rather than living and walking in love and peace, these self-proclaimed Christians instead spew anger, hate, hostility, threats, racism. This is why the lesson from James chapter 1, verse 20 is so important today. "For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God."